are able to enjoy that set, and then, you know, we have his music to listen to, and really the legacy that he's left behind, which is, you know, so important and so strong. You know, I could keep going on and on about it, but, you know, I think the music spoke for itself.
Just one more thing I wanted to add about the rhythm section. Him and Mike Joyce, mm-hmm. Andy Rourke and Mike Joyce, you're right, they kind of weren't in your face or being, you know, bombastic or over the top. They were really holding things down, and they were really kind of laid back, kind of holding things down in a really unique way, because a lot of people would be like, yeah, let's play rock, punk, or whatever really fast. They kind of held like a groove, and they stuck to it, and which is, I think, part of what made them really, really good.
I think what also contributed to the uniqueness of the Smiths sounds is that they really went back to a lot of early 60s or pre-Beatles rock and roll by having a lot of swinging elements in there. Like, the rhythm swung, and I think that created a uniqueness in their sound compared to the very rigid 4-4 cadence that you'd have for so many post-punk bands, especially at the time.
Yeah.
So, an incredible band and an incredible loss with Andy Rourke passing away this week. But we're going to be going from that to celebrating something, a brand new live recording. Now, I should say it's not brand new because this was released as a concert film last year, but this is the first record version being released of Shadow Kingdom, a live sessions of recordings through Bob Dylan, where he actually went back to record a lot of his early material throughout the 60s and 70s. And it's incredible how much energy and how raw these recording renditions are. I've seen Bob Dylan perform live in the past few years, and he definitely has more of a laid-back, casual element to his recordings, or his live performance, I should say. But this recording threw me off guard. I was not prepared for how intense it was.
Okay, so let's get to it. This is from the forthcoming live album, Shadow Kingdom.
Oh, and we should mention one quick thing before we do that. There's actually a new book about Bob Dylan that's out by Grail Marcus.
Oh, yes.
Probably one of the best writers about Bob Dylan.
And it talks about four songs? Is it four songs?
Seven, actually.
Seven songs. Okay.
Yeah, seven songs. So that's a really amazing thing. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Also in the set, we're going to hear some music from William Tyler and Ryan Hicks in this edition of Revolution Rock.
I kept my eyes locked up.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM and syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam, and we just came back there from a set of, mostly new music.
Yeah, we ended off with a brand new track from Pretty Maddie. They have a single out called Harder to Smile, and I believe Pretty Maddie, they actually have some other news going on.
Yes, a forthcoming album.
Yes, this is going to be from an album called Kicked Out, and that's going to be kicked out into the stores June 14th.
On cassette.
And on cassette. Ooh.
Prior to that, we heard new music from Olivia Jean, previously of the Black Bells, which was kind of like a garage band with a little bit of goth elements. We heard the title track, Raving Ghost, out on Third Man Records, and it's really cool, and I recommend checking that out if you liked what you heard. Before that, we heard one of the many bands that kind of splintered when Shadowy Men from a Shadowy Planet split up.
Yeah, we heard from Atomic Seven from their album En Hillbilly Caliente. We heard the song Skinnered. That was released from back in 2004. And before that, we heard another brand new song, this one from Tea Leaves, Windsor's own Tea Leaves. We heard rumors that a new single would be released, but now we finally have it, Creature on a Stage. So that is also going to be from a forthcoming record. No other news about the record at this point, but we have the single release now, and it's good to hear some new music out of this band.
They just said it's going to be soon, so who knows when that is.
It could be tonight. We don't know.
Maybe. I doubt tonight, but I'm hopeful. Before that, we heard new music from Ryan Hicks. We heard from a release called Experience.
Yeah, we heard the song Surf Rider. Prior to that, new material from William Tyler and The Impossible Dream. Usually William Tyler is just a solo artist. Here he's comprised an entire band to do some live recordings of some pre-existing material and brand new compositions. The album release is called Secret Stratosphere. And we heard the song Our Lady of the Desert. And we started things off with a song from Bob Dylan from his forthcoming live album, Shadow Kingdom. That's going to be in stores on June 2nd. We heard his re-recording of the song Watching the River Flow. And this one's really interesting because Dylan goes back and re-records a lot of material from his 60s and 70s discography and kind of updates some of the compositions. Really cool stuff and really good to hear him taking these enlivened versions of these older material. I like when an artist goes back to it and he just doesn't go through the motions. He's actually very invested in doing something new with the compositions, which Dylan always has done.
Live, he's always changed stuff up.
And we should mention next week, we're going to be celebrating an anniversary of Bob Dylan.
Oh, is it next week?
It's next week. There's going to be the 60th anniversary of the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. So we're going to do one of our album specials where we play the entire album with a twist.
All right. So stay tuned for that. Coming up next, we're going to be playing a set of music from Ghost Woman. Anyone that's been listening to the show in the last couple of years knows this band is no stranger to the show and the station. Really great stuff fronted by Evan Unchenko. And he has a live band. He tours Europe often. They're on a UK label called Full Time Hobby. And a new album came out this year called And If.
It's a fantastic record. I think I just need to say that because we've highlighted a lot of the self-titled record that was released last year. And it's a quick turnover for a brand new record of new material to come out.